你轮转天气风湿骨痛好辛苦啊。
奶奶，我刚刚买了一个最新科技的太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症的，那就不怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以在六创意健康店买到，电话2882-4848，网址是www.healthshop.com.hk。
You all know what is Black Humor. I saw a cartoon 2 days ago. In the cartoon, there were two mad men talking to each other. One is the dictator in North Korea, Kim Il-sung, Kim Il-sung. The other is Donald Trump. Okay, this Mr. Jin is telling Donald Trump that if you don't listen to me, I'll destroy America just like that. And Trump was replying, don't worry, man, I'm doing exactly that.
We're both on the same side. Yeah. Yeah, actually, when you talk about the leaders in the world now, it's kind of scary. And even in Australia, we've got one coming up. You know, first she was against the Aboriginal people, the Indigenous Native people. Now she's against immigration to Australia. Like, you know, and it's like she's getting powerful, like Trump. I shouldn't be getting political, but it's just surprising who is coming into power now. And
so
it's
what,
a collective
what should we do?
Thing.
My question is, what are we supposed to do in the face of, you know, crisis after crisis? And people like Trump are denying there's such a thing as global warming, and, you know, they're going back to all the oil business, and so on and so forth. And there's bad news every day.
Yeah. You know, the Indian way of seeing things is that time is not linear, but it's cyclic. So they talk about what's called an age of truth, a golden age, a silver age, three-quarters truth. It's still good. Then they talk about the copper age, which is the age of duality, where there's good and bad. Here there's only good, then there's good and bad, and then an iron age, which is called Kali Yuga, the age of death. So it sounds pretty severe. And they say that we're at the... In India, they have an expression, the fag end. Do you know what a fag end is? When you're smoking a cigarette, that little disgusting little bit. They call it the fag end. So it's the fag end of the Iron Age.
Mm.
So after that Iron Age, because it's cyclic, we go back to a golden age. So I don't worry, because I know that things will get worse before they get better, you know. So I, on the big scale, I'm not worried, because, you know, things will get worse before they get better, but it's cyclic. But on a personal level, I have to create good habits, good attitudes, because I want to be a part of that new world, that golden age, and I want to help create it. Because that has to get created before this world ends. It's not a magical thing that suddenly there's a golden age, but we have to be ready to uphold that golden age. You know the Buddhist term dharma? This root da means to uphold. So in that time, it's the religion of the self. It's the swadharma. I uphold my own righteous way of being. That is a perfect world where each of us upholds our own truth, our own righteousness. That's what we need to do in this world. So it's not that I say, oh, anyway, destruction will happen, it doesn't matter. It's not like that. I've got to work harder, do more, you know, to prepare myself and to change the world. Because You know, if you think about it, we keep saving this world, right? If we keep saving this world, us, the people sitting in this room, are probably amongst the most fortunate, what do you think, maybe 2%? Maybe 5%? It's probably closer to 2. Most fortunate people in the world. The fact that you have the freedom, one thing, the political freedom to be sitting in this room and speaking openly, the fact that we have the financial situation. Some people have to work 18 hours a day, otherwise they'll die. They are trying to survive. We have a choice. You had a choice at this moment whether to come here, right? The fact that we have a choice in our life about what we do means we're in the top 5%. People are sick. People are refugees. They have no choices. You know, look at how little choice people have in their life at the moment. So if I just want this world to keep going, it could be seen as a little bit selfish because the world is not fit for living, actually. It's hardly fit for living. We're trying to just keep it going as long as we can and the best we can, but it's not really very fit for living. So I don't worry on the big scale, but I'm concerned about my own practice and helping others to do their practice, because also we want to be ready. You know, we want to be ready to face whatever we have to face, whether it's today, whether it's in the big transformation that is likely to happen, I would say. Likely. Whether you see it environmentally, you know, you see all the natural calamities now. It's like Australia never used to have what they call now a fire season. They have a fire season. When I grew up, I never heard of a fire season. But every year, so many fires, so much of Australia burns.
Very scary.
And then we have floods. We don't know about these things before, but it's common now. It's not uncommon. You know, people say, even, where was I recently? Oh yeah, even the building, we have a new center, and we weren't going to worry too much about fixing something that created a flood, because people said, oh, it's a one in a lifetime thing, right? And then 4 months later, again, I said, it's not one in a lifetime anymore. This is going to become the norm. You know, so the way we have to, you know, manage ourselves in this world is getting very difficult to manage. So let's keep the big picture.
Well, you know what I learned since we last met? There's one thing I can share with you today, and it's all summed up in this sentence. Well, you just said it. The sentence is, I used to want to change the world.
Yeah.
Now I change myself. I realized that, you know, the only thing I need to do is to work within. And working within means remaining peaceful. If I mean remain peaceful, things will happen. All kinds of good things that is happening.
So you might go back to the Trappist monastery now and join the monks. We have a Pope Charles. So. Yeah. But really, this is so important, because also the reason why you are here today, that you are on a spiritual journey, is because at one point you picked up a vibration that made you think, what am I doing with my life? What's important? Where does that thought come from? Somewhere we picked it up, right? Somewhere. Maybe on the MTR when we were meditating that day. You know, somewhere you pick it up. So that's why I always feel also that when we're living anytime, but sitting on the MTR, walking down the street, just give out this feeling, because anyone, anytime will pick up that thought and think, oh, I want some peace in my life. Where can I find some? How can I become peaceful? You know, we need to be planting those seeds of peace all the time. And we can't see the result. Who knows? You know, who's picking it up? I don't know. But I know people are picking up. If they're ready. Not everyone, but somebody will be just ready to pick that up. Even, you know, when I was living in Hong Kong, you know, often you're waiting on bus stations, right? So I always think to just, actually it helps wearing this because I'm noticeable, but I always feel that I should stay here as a being of peace because someone will pick up this vibration. You know, it's like something I can do standing there rather than what time's the next bus, what time's the next bus. Let me do something. So I think we can all be, you know, beings of peace and emitting this peace in the world. We need to do that now because things are not looking good.
Mm-hmm. I have been meeting many, many gurus, and of all the things I heard, there are two words from Maureen's mouth that I found most useful. And maybe you would like to hear about that. I remember some 20 years ago, I couldn't remember what we were talking about. And then Maureen told me, Simon, stop fighting. Stop fighting. Well, you know, I was a campaigner. I was a green activist. I've been fighting for all kinds of causes and enjoy my fighting. And well, on that occasion, I couldn't accept it. Well, I didn't know what she was talking about. And it took me some 20 years. And now, I know that is wisdom in a nutshell.